So we can choose the slow path in which we fight with our ego and try to improve it and lacerate it for lacking in perfection, falling into the same patterns of vexation over and over again. And that can go on for years. Or we can take an intermediate path and surrender to God and ask God to take away that ego and that trouble. And if there's enough love for God, that love itself will dissolve the ego over time. But still, because that path of devotion is based on the assumption of duality, there will be a resistance and a time lag in realizing God consciousness. So the fast path is that of already realizing you are that. I am not the ego, I'm not the body, I'm not the mind, but I am the presence, the pure awareness that is an emanation of the mind of God. This presence that is at the innermost core of my being, the awareness of the mind, not the linguistic consciousness, the outer shell that the mind is aware of and buys into. But if there is a detachment from that, step back one step into the silent awareness, you'll realize many things. One is that those words aren't really yours. They come across as a stream of consciousness impelled from outside, conditionings from the past. It's made up of words that other people told you, and even desires that other people and our culture and family traditions, etc., implanted in the mind. Our mind, at the individual level, has been colonized by the family, by the society, the culture, the media. All of those messages have become internalized, as well as the superego that will attack you and criticize you, and no doubt many other fragments of consciousness. But none of them are you. You weren't born with them. You weren't born with a name. You weren't born with an identity that is related to the phenomenal plane. We were all born as pure spirit. And so simply by detaching and disidentifying from the mind and realizing I am that original self, which is the one self, the supreme beingness. One is free now, instantly. Because the chains only bind you if you identify with language. If you identify with concepts, those concepts are all based on assumptions that will lead you to a bondage of an identity and a bondage to duality, because language is embedded in duality. And if we wish to transcend this illusion of Maya that is the world of duality and therefore the world of suffering, disappointment, lack, failure, if we wish to transcend it, we can realize that this whole world is very different. It's a dream, a collective dream indeed, but it responds to the energy of our being. And when we come not out of lack and not out of a sense of inadequacy, but out of the fullness of the presence of God, then our world is transformed. And since this is the truth of our being, we don't have to wait. We don't have to perfect the ego. The ego will surrender, will be perfected and transformed once there is a realization that there is a self beyond the ego that it must surrender to. And you are that. It's just that right now the throne is empty. You're not sitting in it. You're down there in the mud with the egos. Come back up. And the fragments of ego and the superego. Come, clean yourself off of all of those muddy ideas. Sit on the throne. Rule in the purity of divine presence. And the ego will come into order. You don't have to fight with it. It will happen naturally. but you must be in that state that is beyond the ego, so it recognizes the higher self. So that's what we're doing in meditation, sitting on that throne, which is why it's called Swarajya, the kingdom of the self. And this is self-mastery. But if we fall into the ego, if we get seduced by the words and the desires and the fears of the ego, then we have abdicated the throne of consciousness. And then we are caught again in that vortex of vexation. So it's really very simple. Because you have never been anything but the Supreme Being. This is a game. And after you get tired of playing this game, and you realize that there are in fact higher games and higher learnings by coming to the next level, you will reassume the truth of your being and let go of all the dead ends of conscious fear, desire, fantasies. Living in the past, wishing things were different, and you'll accept reality as it is, and then you'll find out that it is very different than the way you thought it was. And then true empowerment will come. So there's no reason to wait. But the affirmation of the type, I am Shiva, I am the Supreme, I am the Divine Presence, it must be made very carefully. It's a razor's edge, because it must be recognized that the I is not the bodily I. If you confuse that and you think your ego is God, then you're of course worse off than you were before. You've fallen into the narcissistic fantasy of omnipotence. It's not that I that is God. It is that I is an illusion. It doesn't really exist. It's a puppet of consciousness. And by letting it go, the real I that is the true God appears. And what manifests is a state of utter humility, emptiness of ego, depersonalization, but at the same time an exaltation and a state of grace and bliss and divine love. But one at that moment sees every being as the same self. There no longer are any others. We are all one. And in that oneness, there is great joy in recognizing oneself in every face that one meets, in every creature, in every phenomenon. There is nothing that is not God. So when we meditate tonight, let's make that affirmation in whatever way it's most comfortable to you to make. I am the Self, I am the Supreme Presence, I am emptiness, I am the Buddha nature, I am one with Christ consciousness. Whatever word triggers that feeling for you, use that. It's not important. But then go beyond the word to what the word is pointing to. And sit in that throne of realization of what it feels like to have gone beyond desire and beyond fear, beyond any need, beyond any localization within the world. Because in that state, there's a realization that the entire world, the entire objectification of consciousness is within, not without. And there is a oneness of consciousness, the perceiver of consciousness, that which is perceived, are all one. And all problems are resolved. And all suffering ends. So choose that. And if your mind somehow seduces you to get off the throne, just come back on. With the same affirmation, return to the silence. And each time you come back into the silence and maintain the refusal to fall into conceptualization and imagination, but remain in the silent awareness, you will be stronger. The Shakti will be given to you, and the empowerment will grow. The energy field will be augmented, and the willpower of transcendence into one's real being will be attained.